playlist. Just to introduce Seth quickly, Seth and Cohen's work takes shape in conceptual-based sonics, experimental music, and writings of fiction and criticism. He's currently a lecturer at Yale University School of Art, and he's also the founder of Unst Collective, who, among other activities, presented 12 weekly programs of custom-made transmission art on Resonance FM London in the autumn of 2005. So Seth, why don't you tell us what exactly an hour-long broadcast costume is, or what this particular, I guess, hour-long costume.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, and thanks for having me here. So the first piece I'll do is called Hour Long Broadcast Auction, as you mentioned, and it is exactly what it says it is. Concurrently with the broadcast on eBay, there is an item available for bidding called Hour Long Broadcast Auction. So listeners can open a new browser and log on to eBay.com and then search for Hour Long Broadcast Auction. And when you find it, if you're so inclined, you can bid on the piece as it's happening. So you'd be bidding on the piece that you're in fact making by bidding. You can also ask questions by clicking on the Ask a Seller link on the side of the page.
You'll be able to answer the questions?
Yeah, I'll email back in response to the emailed questions, and then also need the transcripts both of the bids and of the questions and answers. That would be interesting if it did get to that, but I'm not expecting it.
We get so many bids, we have multiple computers set up to handle
it. Well, that's one thing. It's made by the listeners, so it'll be entirely up to them whether they bid that.
So I guess since we have 30 seconds for the bidding message, or the bidding already?
According to eBay, we're now the bidding has come out. Not that anyone has bid yet, but I can introduce the piece and just start.
Yeah,
that seems appropriate. Okay. So, hello, I am Seth Kim Cohen, and welcome to my hour-long broadcast auction on 413.9.org. This hour-long broadcast is currently being auctioned on eBay, and I'd like to invite you, the listener, to bid or to submit questions regarding the hour-long broadcast auction. So just open a new browser window so you don't lose 413.9, and log on to eBay.com, then search for hour-long broadcast auction. The auction is currently underway, but it will end 1 hour from now at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be reporting all the auction action for hour-long broadcast auction live in real time as it happens on the eBay site. When the bidding closes at 4 o'clock, I will announce the winner and confirm his or her ownership of hour-long broadcast auction. For more information, you can also check my website, which is kimcohen.com. That's kim-cohen.com. And I'd like to dedicate our long broadcast auction to the memory of Nam June Paik. So the auction is now open, and we'll be accepting bids as they come in. Also accepting any questions regarding the item, our long broadcast auction. We also have two microphones set up on the premises here at Wave Farm in Greene County, New York. One is set up outside on the porch, capturing the highway noises from Route 23, which runs just in front of the property, and if there's any rain or wind, we might catch a bit of that as well. And we also have another microphone set up in front of the fireplace out here in the rural idyllic setting of the Wave Farm. We've got a nice fire going, and maybe the dog trots around the house, so we may catch a bit of a dog as well. So the bidding is open. We received one bid prior to the opening of the broadcast bidding, which came yesterday, I believe, which was the minimum bid of $1. So bidding currently sets at $1. And that bid came from a school named 050GDE. No location listed, but that was a bid for $1. And that's where the bidding currently stands at $1. The bidding has just gone up to $1.30. And that newest bid has come in from New Saracen, I suppose is how that's pronounced, N-E-W-S-A-R-A-C-E-N. So that bid just recently came in, upping the current asking price. Well, 130 is the current bid, so the next asking price would be somewhere above 130. That's at your discretion. her tail. Maggie's the dog. So I did have certain concerns about the piece before coming here, not knowing exactly how it would work out. As with a lot of the stuff I do, it is dependent on the participation of listeners. And, of course, you're under no obligation to bid if the mood doesn't strike you. So I did consider what would happen if we received absolutely no bids and I sat here for the entire hour with nothing to report. Luckily, we've already cleared that hurdle and have reported something, but I suppose there's still the chance that over the next 56 minutes or so, we would have nothing further to report. But we do, as I said, have those microphones set up, one outdoors here at the Wave Farm, picking up environmental noises and traffic from Route 23. And we do have the fire going in the next room. So if I would shut up, at the very least, you would have the sound of a nice fire roaring in the adjacent room. And those of you without a fireplace could certainly enjoy that for its sonic qualities. We have received another bid. This bid is for $1.55, and that comes in from our initial bidder, 050GDE, who bid yesterday before the radio broadcast began. But he or she seems interested in staying in the bidding. And the bidding, as I say, now stands at $1.55. And again, if you do have any questions about hour-long broadcast auction, you are welcome to click on the Ask Seller a Question link on the eBay page and submit a question. Full disclosure promised. Volume control of my laptop, where I'm monitoring all the bidding action. We have a fourth bid. This is for $1.80, and this comes in from our second bidder, who's now also our fourth bidder, New Saracen. So we seem to be setting up a two-bidder auction at this point, New Saracen taking the even number bids. So on the fourth bid, $1.80. I had about a three-hour drive here to Greene County to the Wave Farm to do the pieces that I'm doing today, coming from New Haven, Connecticut, where I am living at the moment. Really beautiful drive up through western Massachusetts into sort of the middle of New York State, maybe a little below the middle, just below Albany. Really beautiful drive through the Berkshire Mountains and into the Catskills. Sort of a mythical part of the country here in the middle of New York State, coming up the, I guess, the east side of New York State, but the middle, north to south. Rip Van Winkle fell asleep not far from here. And I think it was only about 30 or 40 miles down the road that Bob Dylan and the band holed up in the house they called Big Pink to record the basement tapes and the band's debut music from Big Pink. So you have both 200 or 300-year-old myths and 40-year-old myths in this part of the country?
Listening to hour-long broadcast auction by Seth Kim Cohen on free103.9.org. This hour-long broadcast is currently being auctioned on eBay. To bid or to submit questions regarding the hour-long broadcast auction, log on to ebay.com and search for hour-long broadcast auction. The auction will end today, Saturday, February 4th, 2006 at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, back to hour-long broadcast auction.
So we do have another bid, again, from 050GDE. This is for $2.05. So the two-person bidding is maintaining its form. I don't know much about how real auctions work at places like Christie's or Sotheby's. But I would imagine that it frequently does come down to two people, one upping the other, and then the initial one having to respond to the second one. At least that's probably how they tend to end. I don't know if they tend to begin that way. But this one has begun that way through five bids. Had 61 visitors to the eBay page for hour-long broadcast auction. Only two people bidding, so that means that 59 people have looked and not bid. it occurs to me I accused 59 of you of looking and not bidding. But every time I refresh the page on eBay, I'm a new visitor, so I'm probably accounting for a large portion of this. Actually, that didn't. I just refreshed and it didn't increase the number, so maybe I'm wrong about that. Let's see. No, it's hard to say because it went up by two. Yeah, it doesn't. When I refresh, it doesn't add me as a new visitor. So it is 59 now, up to 63 who've looked and not bid, minus me, 62. I'm not trying to guilt you into it. It's entirely up to you. And we currently have five bids. We've just gone to six bids, keeping the odd-even numbering system. New Saracen has now bid $2.30 on the sixth bid. We have 44 minutes and 34 seconds left in the auction. And again, you can find that auction at ebay.com, and the item is called Hour-Long Broadcast Auction. So just search for Hour-Long Broadcast Auction. And if you're not already an eBay user, you can register and bid, or if you are an eBay user, you can simply sign on and bid. Dulcet tones of Route 23 that cuts through New York State east to west, running just outside the property here at Wave Farm. Wave Farm's an unusual place, a facility for transmission art and sound art and occasionally experimental music, tucked into the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. A remarkable place. They're building a study center here which should be finished next year sometime, which looks like it's going to be an amazing facility as well. Also set up with a complete Wi-Fi, which allows me to check in your bidding here on eBay and check in on you to see if anyone has any questions they want to ask about our long broadcast auction. So I've just received an email from B. Larrabee, who asks if I'm receiving the Ask a Seller a Question messages, and I'm not. So there may be some problem right now with the link Ask Seller a Question on the eBay page, because those emails which are supposed to come through to my email account are not coming through. I would welcome questions if you wanted to submit them differently. You can just send them to me directly at my email address, which is seth@kimcohen.com. That's Seth, S-E-T-H, at kim-cohen.com. Seth@kimcohen.com. So you can send the emails directly to me if you like, if you have a question you'd like to ask about hour-long broadcast auction. And I thank B. Larrabee for alerting me to this problem. We do seem to be getting the bids, though. We're up to 6 bids and $2.30.
You are listening to Hour-Long Broadcast Auction by Seth Kim Cohen on free103.9.org. This hour-long broadcast is currently being auctioned on eBay. To bid or to submit questions regarding the hour-long broadcast auction, log on to ebay.com and search for Hour-Long Broadcast Auction. The auction will end today, Saturday, February 4th, 2006, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, back to Hour-Long Broadcast Auction.
We're about 24 minutes into hour-long broadcast auction. 36 minutes and 43 seconds remaining, according to eBay. We're keeping time for us. We do have 6 bids, and the current price, the going price, is $2.30. And that bidder was New Saracen. As I mentioned a moment ago, it seems as if there might be a problem with the Ask the Seller a Question link on the eBay page. So you are welcome, if you have any questions regarding the item, hour-long broadcast auction, to email me directly at seth@kimcohen.com. That's seth@kim-cohen.com. If you're going to spend your hard-earned dosh on hour-long broadcast auction, you should be able to inquire about the item in any way, please, so that you are aware of what it is you're purchasing and any of its qualities or characteristics. Caveat emptor, as they say. Dosh being a term I picked up in England. I lived in England for the past 3.5 years. And not a very common term, slang term for money, but one that I learned from His Eminence, Paul Chauncey. We've received a question regarding our long broadcast action. The question comes from Fluffy Tomato. Of course, if that's an English address, it would be Fluffy Tomato, which is also, well, no, I won't give out the email address. That wouldn't be very, very kind. But the question was, where is the snow photo on the auction from? So that refers to the photograph on the eBay page that I used as the illustration of the item, hour-long broadcast auction. And I did respond to Fluffy Tomato, and said, I found the snow photo in a charity shop in East London. Interestingly, I found a smaller version of the same photo as well. I added the X's. So we are accepting questions regarding hour-long broadcast auction, either through the Ask Seller a Question link on eBay, if that's working, or if not, directly at seth@kimcohen.com. The bidding currently stands at $2.30. New Saracen has entered that bid. I received another question. This one comes from Sarah Cody. The subject line is, I've lost the subject line. Go back to my inbox. A question from Sunny LA, from Sarah Cody. And Sarah asks, she asks, does the broadcast include a CD of previous radio broadcasts? For example, a broadcast made on a wonderful rainy London afternoon last autumn. Actually, it says rainly. A broadcast made on a wonderful rainly London afternoon last autumn. And I replied to Sarah by saying, only if you are the winner, my dear. Love, Seth. That refers to a broadcast we did on Resonance FM in London last autumn, with the Unst Collective, part of the Unst Bespoke Sound series of transmission art radio programs. And Sarah was our guest star for a particular episode where she traversed Soho in London, reporting on her findings and coming across various sound objects that had been placed in Soho by members of the Unst Collective. And we thank Sarah very much for participating in that show and doing such a fabulous job. We have a seventh bid from O Vienna, so a new bidder has entered into the fray, and this bid is for $2.56 from O Vienna. Seven bids currently, and we're nearing the halfway point of hour-long broadcast auction, so we're at the half-hour mark of hour-long broadcast auction.
auction will end today, Saturday, February 4th, 2006, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, back to hour-long broadcast auction.
We've had a flurry of activity and actually missed a few bids. In the process, we're up to 12 bids now, so I missed 5 bids while I was replying to a question. The bidding is now up to $6.51, and that bid comes from New Saracen, who's been involved in the bidding since the start. The last question that did come in came from B. Larrabee, who admits that by emailing me this way, he's changed the rules of the game to some extent. He writes, in parentheses, although this destroys the layer of distance created by the auctioning, here goes. And that's the end of the parentheses. And then he asks, would it be possible to purchase the item outright at this moment and then actually exert control over the broadcast? And that's signed 05OGDE. And then in parentheses, it's pronounced OGDE, OGDE. I don't know how I'm supposed to pronounce OGDE. Differently when I see it in quotes than when I would pronounce it normally. But I guess he's implying that it should be 05OGDE. And I replied to 05OGDE B. Larrabee by saying, I have not allowed a buy now option on the eBay page. I prefer to allow the auction to play itself out. It's pronounced free market. Seth. Bidding is now up to 14 bids at $8.50. This bid comes from O. Vienna, who entered the fray about halfway through. So we have, to my knowledge, at least 3 bidders. 2 from the start and then 1 who's joined in a little more recently. And as I say, currently 14 bids in total. We've now received a 15th bid. O. Vienna is now bidding against his or herself, upping the bidding to $10.49. I should caution O. Vienna that outbidding yourself is a bit like... I suppose it's a bit like standing on your toes to make yourself taller. No, that doesn't work. I can't think of a proper metaphor, but it doesn't really make great auction sense. Received another email from B. Larrabee, who tells me, yes, comma, OGDE, in quotes, is the correct pronunciation. The 05 is silent. And I have not responded to that email. We now have a 16th bid. For $14.50, and that comes from O. Vienna, choosing apparently to ignore my advice. Well done, O. Vienna. I applaud you. Received another email from Fluffy Tomato, or Fluffy Tomato, who writes, "The sound of the wind outside reminds me of a snowy afternoon. Oh, Vienna, are you in Vienna? Is it snowing?" And I wrote back that I would pass this along to Oh, Vienna. Now up to 20 bids. The latest bid from New Saracen is for $20.50. And I did receive an email from Sarah Cody, who is apparently the person behind the screen name O Vienna, who informs me that she wrote that, "I'm seeing other bids on my end. Clearly eBay has split into two separate dimensions." And I replied, "On eBay as elsewhere, time is discontinuous." I suppose what's happening is that the eBay, the time dimension of eBay is not consistent with itself. In other words, people are sending in bids and they're not all showing up in real time. So some people might be seeing them ahead of others. But as I'm seeing them, it looked to me as if O Vienna was bidding against herself, but apparently that's not the case. Or at least she didn't know that was the case. Regardless, O Vienna, I applaud you. So we currently stand at 20 bids. The latest bid from New Saracen is for $20.50. So we're approximately 42 minutes into the hour-long broadcast auction. I've received another question via email. I should reiterate that the eBay link for Ask a Seller a Question may not be working, in which case you can email me directly at seth@kimcohen.com. That's seth@kimcohen.com. And I have received another email that way. That comes from B. Larrabee, who writes, "Elias, how is NFL game?" NFL game is in quotes. And I replied, "NFL game belongs to my brother Matthew. We used to play it on snowy afternoons like the one in the picture. Seth." There's 15 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in hour-long broadcast auction. The bidding has slowed down and, in fact, stalled at 20 bids. The latest bid from New Saracen is for $20.50. I received another question from B. Larrabee, who seems to be intent on engaging in something of a dialogue. He now asks, "Is that what the X's represent, or do they just represent nothing like everything else with you people, Ogda?" And I replied to B. Larrabee, "X usually represents a variable, Seth." Now, B. Larrabee writes, "Not a linebacker?" I suppose referring to the X's and the NFL football game, and to referring to the way that football plays are often diagrammed with X's and O's representing the offensive and the defensive players. It seems to me that that implication was already quite apparent in the previous email, but B. Larrabee seems very insistent on getting his point or his joke across, that the X's in the picture on the eBay page of the snowy house and the fact that there's some reference to an NFL game on my eBay page, somehow linking those two things together to imply that the X's might in some way be some kind of football notation. I did not respond to that email. We're now 12 minutes and 19 seconds from the end of hour-long broadcast auction. We've received 20 bids. The latest coming from New Saracen is for $20.50. I can hear a bit of wind whooping across the microphone that we've set up out on the porch here at Wave Farm, and the occasional passing car on Route 23 here in, I think it's fair to call it mid-state New York. New York City dwellers tend to refer to anything north of the Bronx as upstate, but as we're not even halfway up the state, running from south to north, I wouldn't quite call this upstate. Mid-state might be a little more accurate or appropriate.
Listening to hour-long broadcast auction by Seth Kim Cohen on free103.9.org. This hour-long broadcast is currently being auctioned on eBay. To bid or to submit questions regarding the hour-long broadcast auction, log on to ebay.com and search for hour-long broadcast auction. The auction will end today, Saturday, February 4th, 2006 at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, back to hour-long broadcast auction.
I'd like to thank my wife, Julia, for providing those announcements every 10 minutes to give the rules, so to speak, of our long broadcast auction. But I should point out that there seems to be some problem with the eBay Ask Seller a Question link, and therefore any questions about our long broadcast auction can be emailed to me directly at seth@kimcohen.com. That's Seth at kim-cohen.com. And we're currently about 9 minutes from the end of hour-long broadcast auction. We've received 20 bids thus far, the latest coming from New Saracen for $20.50. received two new emails. The first one is from Sarah Cody. She asks, or she writes, that a cat that does not belong to me has walked into my room and climbed on my lap. What is happening right now where you are that you did not expect? And I replied, my friend Brad has become unsettlingly fixated on the letter X, Seth. The second email comes from Ogda, who writes, not hugs or kisses, is it? Again, the X is, damn your non-response, daddy's working right now. To which I responded, variable kisses, zero hugs, Seth. Great veteran eBay user. I did once bid on an NFL game for my brother. But I am led to believe that there's generally a flurry of activity as auctions are about to close. In fact, some eBay veterans strategize that staying out of the auction for most of the duration and jumping in only in the final seconds is the best way to, in fact, win the item. We have 4 minutes and 49 seconds left in our long broadcast auction. And we have a 21st bid, $21.51 from New Saracen. Again, it appears from my end as if New Saracen is bidding against his or herself, but perhaps that's not how he or she is seeing it at the other end. Received another email from Ogda. Basically, he's gone to his local Craigslist or to some Craigslist website and copied and pasted all the items for sale on Craigslist into his email. And I must say, I had to turn away from the mic and laugh. I couldn't possibly read this all in the 3 minutes we have remaining. But it does start off with NWT Rockin' Republic Victoria Beckin South Beach Crop Jean, $75, Fresno, California, and that does include a picture. And I replied to Ogda, classified, it's all about the auction. So. We currently have 2 minutes and 35 seconds remaining in hour-long broadcast auction. The bidding stands at $21.51, and the current winner is New Saracen. We currently have just 1 minute remaining, an hour-long broadcast auction. The bidding stands at $21.51, and that bid comes from New Saracen. Seconds remaining. Currently 30 seconds remaining in the auction, hour-long broadcast auction. Agda has sent me a listing of Sotheby's auctions. Arcade Jewels in New York, Impressionist and Modern Art in London. Currently 8 seconds remaining, the bidding at $21.51. New Saracen is the bidder. 7 Kim Cohen, and thank you for joining me for hour-long broadcast auction. The bidding is now closed. The winner of the auction is New Saracen with a bid of $21.51. I, 7 Kim Cohen, do hereby grant official certification of ownership of hour-long broadcast auction as broadcast on free103.9.org and auctioned on eBay on Saturday, February 4th, 2006. To New Saracen. This concludes hour-long broadcast auction.
Yeah, just about 10 minutes and I'll go to the bathroom.